a few years ago, actually in the year, it was in the year 2000, one bishop who later became cardinal gave a very powerful reflection regarding the Beatitudes. And the bishop's name is, I don't know, maybe some of you might know him. He's called Nguyen Thuan. He was the bishop of Saigon in Vietnam. And at the heart of his reflection, he said this, and I quote, "We, as a people of faith, we always run the risk of possessing a theory of love, but not enough of the art of love. We run the risk of possessing the theory of love and not enough of the art of love." Now, to kind of appreciate what he said, I'll share a little bit about his story. He was imprisoned for 13 years in Vietnam, in Saigon. And 9 of those years, he was in solitary confinement, because the government of that time, you know, the communist government, felt he was a threat because he was a Christian, because he held Christian values. So they held him in this confinement jail, and they assigned guards to look after him. And since the government was so concerned that his ideas, his Christian ideas, will contaminate the guards, they decided to change the guards every week. And the guards were strictly ordered not to speak with him. So whenever he inquired something from them, the answer will always be yes or no, and that's the end of the conversation. So the first months were really tough for him, but then later he decided that I have to do things in a different way. I have to relate with these guards in a different way. And he made a decision that I am going to love these guards. I'm going to try to the best of my abilities to be the face of Jesus to these guards. And he started little by little. Whenever they are there, he will share some kind words with them. They will not respond, of course. He'll try to be nice to them. Whenever they were present, he started to share his stories, because he had the privilege of traveling in different parts of the world. By then he was here in the US, he spent time in Canada, he was out in Japan and the Philippines. So he had a lot of stories to share. So as the guards were there, he will just start sharing his stories. And of course the guards, they won't say anything, but they were paying attention. They were listening. They were enjoying the stories. After some times of doing that, something happened. one of the guards asked him, "Can you teach me a foreign language? Be it French or be it English. I want to learn a foreign language." And that changed the whole thing, because all of a sudden, the guards who are there to kind of make his life miserable in a way, they became his students. In a way, they became his disciples. He taught them English. As days kept on moving, their relationship developed further. And it reached a point whereby the bishop requested for a cross, a wooden cross. The guards told him, "You know what? Bishop, you understand very well that you cannot have a religious item here. But since we are friends, we will allow you to carve your own cross." So they gave him a piece of wood and he carved his own cross. Later, the bishop said, "I want a chain so that I can wear my cross." And they were like, "Whoa, Bishop, you know, you're kind of, you're getting too much now. You know that you cannot have a chain in jail. But since we are friends now, we will allow you to have your chain." So they facilitated some electrical wire and he made a chain so that he can wear his cross. After spending 13 years in jail, by the time he was leaving jail, those guards were very different people. The guards were very different people. And when he shared his story, he said, in his encounters with these guards, at no time did they read a Bible together. At no time did they kind of discuss the Ten Commandments. What was taking place was just the interaction, deeds of kindness, moments of sharing, moments of wishing well to the other person. That is what brought about change in the lives of these guards. That is what made these guards really encounter Jesus in their lives. And that's what the good bishop called the art of love. The art of love. When you look at the life of Jesus, that was pretty much his style of changing lives. He loved people. He touched the lives of people. He interacted with people. And then later, he explained what that meant in their lives. Later, he shared the Beatitudes, explaining the art of love that he does in their lives. And at the heart of our lives as disciples, that is what we are called to do. We are called to change the life of others by our acts of kindness, our acts of compassion, our art of love. And later we can explain what that means. But we do it, and then whenever necessary, that's the time we explain.